Welcome to Jesus and Coffee. I hope you're having an amazing day today. If you are a returning sipper, welcome back, friend. I'm currently cheersing my coffee cup to you. Whether you're drinking coffee or water, or whether you're just listening, child, and you're drinking nothing at all, it works for me. We share this moment, you, me, and Jesus, just to remind ourselves, man, to balance it all out. We are in this world, but we are not to be of this world. And I know so often it can get a little conflicting mentally, emotionally, and definitely spiritually as we're trying to just make it through every day, you know, the highs and the lows that it brings and trying to balance it all out and make sure that we stay on the right side of Christ out here. So this podcast is just a way for us to gather together to remind one another of who we are, whose we are, and why we exist. And today I want to talk about value. I was going through a bit of an uncomfortable situation with someone one time, and they said to me, "You think you're better than me?" And I said, "No," because I didn't think I was better than them, right? I just knew that I was better than me. And the me that they had been exposed to had been damaged, broken, had endured a lot of trauma, and I was just probably the poorest version of myself when I was around them. And it wasn't their fault. It was who I was. They met me as that messed up person. And then we had a time that we weren't around each other where I was healing and I was doing some work on myself and I was going to therapy and I was getting closer to Christ. And there were just so many changes that were going on in my life. And by the time we spoke again, they had encountered a different me. And not that I still wasn't who I was, right, at my core, but the things that made me broken and weighed me down and just had me in such a weird space, those things had been refined. And I had emerged from them a better version. So when they suggested that I thought I was better than them, it kind of hurt my feelings because I was like, wow, I wasn't even comparing me and you. I was saying I'm better than me, the old me, and I'm proud of that. And in a second, right, I wanted to diminish who I was. I wanted to kind of curl up in a ball and try to figure out how to make them see that I'm still the same me, right? So that they would be comfortable and so they wouldn't feel bad about me and so that we could be who we always were and so that they would love me like they always did and they wouldn't think badly of me. And then I was reminded that God didn't give me that season of loneliness, of isolation, of having no one but me and him to build me up. I didn't go through all of those years of therapy. I didn't struggle and suffer through all of those traumatic experiences all over again. Because when you go through your healing journey, you have to revisit all of those spaces to be able to work through them, pack them up, and move on, right? I didn't go through all of that so that I could revert back to the old me because that made someone more comfortable because that's who they were familiar with. And so as awkward as it was, and as sad as it made me, I had to stand on who I had grown into. Even if that meant I was going to be misunderstood. Even if that meant I was going to be isolated again. Even if that meant I would be talked about. Even if that meant that everything I was saying in that space wouldn't be understood until years later. I had to stand on the person God had groomed me to be. And that is such a tough space. And I don't know what led me to share that today, but I do know that often as we are growing and as we are becoming the person that God has for us to become, we will be put in situations that call out to the former us. It may be a challenge that arises that the old you wants to step in and handle. It may be a familiar environment that the new you walks into and the old you wants to take over. It may be that the people, places, and things the old you loved are now showing up to look at the new you and challenge how new you are. And the truth is, when you give your life to Christ, the old you dies and goes away. But because it's been a part of you for so long, sometimes it'll try to rise back up. And if you're not careful, if you put yourself around people that are only familiar with that version of you, they'll do whatever they can to bring that person back because that's the person they loved. That's the person that loved them. And just like this new version of you was uncomfortable for you at first and you had to grow into the person that owned this new skin, well, so do those who love you. So do those you encounter And most of the time, they don't mean any harm. It's just uncomfortable. And it takes time to get used to this new thing God is doing in you. In this world, there are so many changes. And it is constantly morphing into something new. There's confusion at every turn. If you're scrolling social media, you'll see stories shared that have no merit of truth. Someone literally made something up hoping to go viral, and it's been shared because it's exciting. Because oftentimes, people don't care about the truth if the lie is more entertaining. If the lie accommodates their feelings, if the lie distracts them from their truth. And you, my friend, you've got to stand on what you know to be good. You've got to stand on truth. You've got to stand on everything that God is doing with and through you. Because what you are is an example to others. The work that you've done on yourself says to someone else that they can do it too. The goodness you show of God says to someone else, that's something I need in my life. This is not you being better than anyone. This is you being closer to Christ. And that does not mean you'll be perfect. All of those things that you used to be and you used to do and you found comfort in before, they'll still pop up every now and then and make you feel like it's okay to revert back. And you might even slip up. Just don't stay there. Continue to walk your walk, even if it makes people uncomfortable. Continue to grow. Continue to change. Continue to be who God called you to be. Because what you do when you do that is you give everyone around you permission to do the same. And that's how we change the world. By each one of us walking boldly and confidently into the spaces God has designed for us to walk into, even if it feels like we're doing it alone. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for today, Lord. I thank you for waking us up this morning. I thank you for everything that the day has entailed. I thank you for what lies ahead, Lord. I know that you have a perfect plan for each of us and that there is so much in this life's journey that we have yet to discover, Lord. So I just ask that you would keep us focused, that you would keep us coming back to hear from you. Lord, allow us to be a light in this world. Allow us to not be so intimidated by the majority that we fear being a minority, if that's what you've called us to be. Lord, we know that sometimes things can be so dark that we fear being the light because it's going to draw attention to us. People will start looking at us, and when they look at us, they'll look for flaws, and they may talk about those flaws, and it may become a bigger thing than we want it to be, Lord, because we don't want to be picked apart. We don't want people to judge us. We don't want people to talk about us, and we definitely don't want to make you look bad. And in this world, sometimes we make mistakes, God, and we're fearful that those things will cause people to think you are not who you are because of something we may have done in this world. Lord, but I just know that everything that we've done, good and bad, mistakes and hiccups, work out for our good as long as we love and are obedient to you. So, Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to continue to try to get it right. Lord, I thank you for who you've created us to be. I thank you for the work you are doing in us. I thank you for everything that you have given us to set out to do in this world and all of the change that it's going to bring about. Lord, sometimes the world looks heavy. Sometimes it seems like darkness is looming around every corner. And Lord, sometimes we can feel like our light isn't enough. But Lord, in the darkest of rooms, all it takes is one match to provide contrast. So Lord, I just ask that you would keep us encouraged to be that flame. Keep us encouraged to walk boldly, to walk proudly, to be honorable, and to remain faithful as we journey on toward whatever you have for us next. We thank you, we love you, we honor you. And together, Lord, we do what we can to enlarge the kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Have an amazing day today, friend. Remember, this little light of mine, come on, we gonna let it shine. Don't make me sing by myself. I hope you hit that with me. I'll be back with another episode of Jesus and Coffee next week. Have an amazing day.